Good afternoon. I'll open it up for any questions.
Jim, with the struggles of the offense last week, especially early and at times, putting more pressure on you this week personally or?
You know, in our business, I'm not certain when there's not any pressure on you, no matter what you're doing, in whatever phase it might be, you know. But, you know, that's just kind of the nature of the business. You have to perform. It's a performance business, and it's a right now business. So we got to certainly get better and straighten some things out and see if we can perform well more consistently. We were up and down last week, obviously had some real bad spells, but those are the things that we're practicing for and against to try to make certain that it doesn't happen again.
How did you feel in your first game as a play caller last week?
I think, you know, every ball game has kind of its own personality, and your duties and responsibilities are different. I mean, they're different for me as a head coach. They were certainly different for me as a quarterback coach, a little different for me when I coached some other positions. But, you know, I think they basically you got a job to do. You know what that job is, and you know, and you just have to make certain that you're doing things the right way and the way in which you practiced.
You personally having to adjust last week too. How was it up in the booth? And did it go as smoothly as you thought?
Well, you know, obviously every game's different. But you know, I think our communication was okay. I mean, nothing was great, obviously, because of the fact that we're working through some things. But nevertheless, we didn't have any real problems. You know, like I said, every week is different. You know, this week we hope to certainly stay away from, you know, delay of games and things of that nature, which sometimes will occur if you don't get that call in quickly enough, right, or a situation changes for you. So Jim Hostler does a great job down there communicating directly to Joe. So, you know, those guys that have been around here a while kind of, you know, help things run along pretty smoothly.
Jim, what do you think offensive line has struggled in the past few weeks, and what can you do to kind of tweak that, whether it's scheme or personnel, to kind of, you know, protect Joe and get the running game going?
Well, one of the things I think that you have to certainly be aware of is that it's very, very difficult for you to determine that, you know, it was just one spot or one group of guys. It wasn't. I mean, there were a bevy of things, a number of things that sort of kept us from being consistent and moving the ball well. I'm certainly not going to put the spotlight on that group and that group only. You know, all across the board, you know, every coach, every player has a hand in it. So it's our job to get things moving. It's a collective unit. That's how we look at it. And right now, as a collective unit, we're not consistent enough. So and we've worked hard this week to try to overcome that, and let's see. We'll see what we do on Sunday.
How much of that is confidence then, Bill, too? Did you have to have success to then get confident? Or what can you do as a coaching staff to help instill confidence, whether it be the line or with Joe's play or whatever?
Well, I think the big thing, you know, all across the board, you have to be able to also look at the things that you did well. And try to build on those. We did those well within the game, not just simply in practice, but in the game there's some things that we can build upon. The real key is just to make certain we can do those things more consistently. When you're doing things consistently well, that builds confidence. And obviously this team, when you look at us now, I mean, you're talking about a couple weeks here. Obviously we've hit little spurts here and there where we just haven't been consistent, but there's been times during the year where we've been pretty explosive, so we're trying to get back there.
I know every game is different, the game plan or whatnot is different, but any lessons for you personally that you take from the first game?
Well, in terms of overall reflection, I probably wouldn't have any because I've been just focusing in on what we got to get done. But in terms of lessons learned, I learn something every single day of every minute, regardless of what I'm doing in this business. I've been coaching for a little while, but the learning process that goes on in this game is amazing. And that's the thing that makes it exciting and challenging, because you're learning something different every day. You're learning a little bit more about the guys with whom you're working. And you know, that makes it a real challenge. So, yeah, we learn something all the time. You know, maybe a little nuance here or there that we can utilize or something that we better correct.
There's too many to even,
I don't know where to start, you know, obviously, you know, because I think there's a number of situational things that you look at that you say, hey, well, you know, next time around, we'd certainly like to do this a little differently. And if you're worth your salt in this business, you're looking at yourself critically every single outing. So we look at ourselves critically all across the board, and we have a lot of work to do.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you, Coach Caldwell.